Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are actually Connie and Belle, but Belle is not here as of the moment because of conflict of schedule again. Belle will owe me a lot. Anyway, welcome to Freelancing with Faith, where we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell to get notifications because we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. So Monday is usually our live praise and worship session because we want to encourage you to start our week right by, you know, focusing on God before anything else. And then on Thursday, we do this live or pre-recorded interviews with some special people with particular skills. So if you are interested to any of those topics, feel free to click that subscribe button again. Again, we go live Mondays and Thursdays. And tonight, our session is all about, it's about soft skills to get you hired as a virtual assistant with our special guest, Lian Laila Kaba. Okay, let's have an opening prayer first before we begin. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who's watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, well, Belle and I, as well as special guest Lian and the whole Freelancing with Faith team. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, our topic for tonight's session is all about soft skills to get you hired as a VA. Again, we are all about, aside from the live praise and worship session, we are all about, you know, digital marketing, freelancing services. So if you want to start your own VA business and want a shortcut, why not get, oh, you can see it's blurry. My background is blurry. Let me see if I can change that. My bad. I'm in another, I'm in another place. That's why I need anyway, okay, if you are seeing my book, feel free to visit collegeofballet.com/VA book to check and get the copy. Okay, let's go back to the blurry part. Anyway, let me just go back to my cheat sheet to introduce our special guest for tonight. Hold on. I need to go back. I have many tabs right now. Oh my goodness. Okay. So to introduce our special guest, she is the co-founder of 2xU, a remote executive assistant service company that specializes in switching service-based entrepreneurs from owning a job to owning a business with a highly trained executive assistant. Wow, that's interesting. So if you have questions regarding her, go ahead and ask them in the comment section. By the way, this is a pre-recorded one because one of us are not available during the live session, but you are always free to ask your questions. We will always relay them to our special guest. So without further ado, hold on, I need to go back to my screen here. Let's welcome Lee and Leila Caba. Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hello, Lee. And thank you again for saying yes to our invite.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Can you share with us how did you, where were you before you were exposed or before you get started with the VA or any digital or online service providing thing there?
So I actually started working from home when I was 15 years old. So I just graduated high school at that point. So before working from home, I was at high school. So I got exposed to it very early because basically it was a summer. It was right before I was going to go to college. This was before 8 to 12. And my dad just bought me a laptop. So I was writing because I'm a writer. So I was writing on blogs, everything else. And then someone said, like, hey, I love the way that you write. Can you write for me? And that was kind of basically the first ever gig that I got online was as a writer, basically, for this person who had a blog. So that's basically where I was. On the first question is, I was 15 years old when I started. So it's been 12 years since I'm now 27.
Wow. That's amazing. I think this is the first time that we heard from someone who started as early as 15. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's too young.
It's an experience.
Yes, yes. Who would have thought? See? If he started 12 years ago, you can already start right now. I mean, you have
probably
to have a lot of resources available online. So we can say that you have no excuse right now to not start and try compared to what 12 years ago. Because 12 years ago, there's no, maybe there is, but very, very few support or community to help you get started.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
There wasn't PayPal. There wasn't a way for me to get paid. It had to be the old-fashioned way. It was... Gmail was just starting out.
I started with Yahoo.
I did, actually. That was my first email address. And then I had to switch to Gmail when I went to college. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Sure. Did you ever stop with working from home? Or just a follow-up question. Did you ever stop? Or since you started high school, you've been doing this really constantly?
So started when I was 15, and then I kind of kept doing that. Like, I did graphic. I was a graphic artist at one point, video editor at one point, almost anything that had to do with content creation. I would do. I was working for magazine, newspapers, all online, all work from home. And then when I was 18 years old, I was suddenly right in smack dab in the middle of Taiku Yolanda, because I'm originally from Tacloban, where the waters in our house started rising up to my neck. And I was like, well, if I survive this, I'm going to choose a path for myself. And then very, very gladly, I was blessed to be able to survive that, of course, as I'm here years later. And then I moved here to Cebu. I'm currently now in Cebu. But since then, I also applied for a book editor job, also for a U.S. publishing company, became manager, became CEO when I was 20 years old, because it was a startup company. And then started L2XU, which is my current virtual assistant agency, when I was 23. So I've only had 3 months where I worked in an office, and that was because I had to take internship and I worked for a newspaper. And that was just because it was school. The rest, I've been work from home this whole time.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, I noticed that people from, you know, Bacolod and all the nearby provinces really speak good English, by the way, for those who are watching us. I can see the similarity, because we did interview some people from there, and I think one is from Iloilo, so they really have this great accent and English. They are really good in English.
The other side for me is I talk to foreigners every single day. It's been like, I've been running 2XU for almost 4 years. I ran the US publishing company for 3 years. So I've been surrounded by so many white people on talking to them. So I've kind of gotten used to always speaking in English.
Yeah, so it takes practice. So please do, don't be afraid to practice speaking in English. That's what we do here. It's one of the reasons why we're doing this in English, aside from the fact that we do have an audience outside the Philippines, so making sure we are, you know, they don't need to find it hard to understand, especially if our title is English. It's one of the reasons, in case our viewers are wondering, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this in English. So don't mind us if we're, you know, not in perfect grammar or anything. So, okay, next question. So, since you've been doing this for 12 years, I'm sure you have your struggles. So, what were your struggles during that time, and how did you overcome it?
I think one of the major struggles, usually when it comes to like working from home, is that there's a lot. I'm just thinking about it. There's a lot. When it comes to specifically for work from home, and it's getting better and better, like having the right place for it is usually the struggle, because like for me, I love traveling. Like I, every single month since the pandemic ended, I've been traveling. I've been going to places. So that's kind of been the struggle. It's like finding a place to sit and be able to work and know that there's going to be good internet, or find a good Airbnb. That's one. The others is kind of the as a business owner, of course, it's finding the right people, not just finding the right people to work with you, but also finding the right clients, finding the right people who want to join your company, and then training them up and getting them comfortable with working from home. So it is a balance between a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. So when you were traveling, how did you, since I think this is a regular, you know, struggle for those who are digital nomads, so how were you able to find good places with good internet? I'm actually interested in that.
Well, I guess it's gotten easier. Like when I first started traveling around, I was 20 years old and I was going to all of these different places around the Philippines. And the first thing I look for is it's a co-working space. Co-working spaces are a godsend. Mm-hmm. And there's so many now that it's so easy to just go to them and know that they're going to have internet. Other times is when I'm booking the hotel or Airbnb, I will actually message the hotel or message the Airbnb to send me a screenshot of their internet connection, of just, speed test, basically, just so I'm sure that I have. And if all else fails, it's the reason why I'm willing to pay more for a postpaid through Globe, just so I have internet anywhere that I need to be. Yeah.
Well, if you have postpaid blog, does it usually work in a lot of places or something?
Usually, yeah. I've really? Barely had to struggle, yeah, looking for a place with good internet with my Globe data.
This is not an endorsement, by the way.
Yeah, not sponsored.
Anyway, do you have, like, it's been 12 years, I'm sure you've read books, you know, to learn more, to help you, to empower you. Do you have any recommendations, especially for those who are starting?
I have a lot because I'm a bookworm. I sometimes would read 2 to 4 books a month. Right now I'm even reading this book called Make Time, which has been a really good book for me to balance out my schedule. For books that I recommend, there's always Mindset by Carol Dweck. That's such a good book, especially when you're just starting out on self-development. There is Dare to Lead if you want to be a really good leader with different people. There's 1 Minute Manager as well. I'm trying to look at my own. I have like 3 bookshelves in my room. I have one that's behind me, one that's next to me, another one in the other part of my room. Just because I have like my books everywhere with me. I have so many books to recommend, but and How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I guess if I have to recommend like any few books, like 3 books, those would be the 3 ones that I would recommend.
Take note of those. If you didn't get that, just feel free to rewind this video. Or you can ask questions again there. Since you've been working for years, do you think it's better to qualify your clients or just accept any clients that come your way and apply to all types of businesses? What do you think?
It depends where you are. So if you're starting out, yes. And it's mostly because you don't know what you want yet. When you're starting out, when I started as a writer, I would take anyone. Just because I didn't know what my niche or my industry was. I didn't know what I was targeting for. I didn't know how comfortable I was to ask for a higher pay, for example. But now that I've been running my own business for the last like 4 years, I have gotten picky. I've been able to say no to certain clients because I've built up what I'm comfortable with as a standard, so that it's easy for me to be able to relay it. Because how I accept my clients is how they'll take care of my EAs. So if I'm not filtering the right clients for our assistance, I was the one who messed up. I didn't do my job right as someone who is talking to all of these clients. So at the beginning, if you're not sure, definitely you can take, of course, be picky to a point where you know what the red flags are when you're picking your client. But then later on, as you establish yourself, as you have other people working with you or working for you, it's your responsibility to pick your clients, because then that's the kind of people that they'll be working with as well.
100% there. A follow-up question, since you mentioned red flags, what do you think in your based on your experience, what are the red flags that we need to look out for when it comes to prospects or clients?
There's a lot. The top 3 probably. One is if they ask you to pay for anything. That's just like the basic one that so many people still miss, is whenever a recruiter, quote-unquote recruiter or business owner asks you like, hey, you have to pay me this fee, or you have to pay for your own tools or things like that. That's a red flag. Because if they can't afford to pay you or to pay for the tools that you have, how can you say that they're going to be able to afford you moving forward for your pay as well? So keeping that in mind always is like, if it's an actual employer, unless it's you're just doing a freelancing work where you, of course, you have to provide for your own tools, where you're not required to sign up for pro accounts or anything like that, they should be able to pay for to cover basically for the expenses for the tools or anything else that you need. The second one is if they're inconsistent, kind of like if you were, you know, dating and finding yourself a girlfriend or boyfriend, if they're inconsistent with their communications, with how they talk to you, with how they treat you, that's always a red flag. Like if they are replying to you every single day and then all of a sudden 1 week of no responses, but then there's no excuse or no explanation, that's a red flag, because then that means that they might also do the same thing when it comes to getting you paid or taking care of you as an employee. And the third red flag is if they're not willing to invest in some way in your growth. So if they're not willing to invest in some of your training, if they're not open with sharing things with you of like how they're doing with their business, so on and so forth, then that's another just a red flag, because then it's going to be they're just gonna kind of keep you there. If they're gonna keep you there, then it's going to be hard for you to grow as well, especially if you're just starting out. So those would be my top three, just because based on experience as well.
Yeah, especially the number one, again, for our viewers, when you're looking, you know, to work from home, why would you pay? You're looking for work in the first place. So that's really a big red flag. Okay, so we're transitioning slowly to some of the Faith questions, because after all, this is Freelancing with Faith. What is the biggest blessing you received since you started?
Biggest blessing is getting that first client. Like, I didn't know work from home was a thing. Like, my mom was working in the government. My dad was working overseas. So I didn't even know that work from home was ever a thing. So the biggest blessing is, like, having someone reach out to me, like, hey, can you work online for me? I was like, working online? What's that? So that's always everything in the last, like, 12 years of my career goes back to that moment of someone believing in me first, showing me that it's possible to work from home, that has set me for now for the rest of my life, basically.
Yeah. Can I ask, how did the client find you, by the way?
I had a blog that I was maintaining. I was writing like articles, so on and so forth, and then they found my blog. So yeah, and at that time, since there wasn't a lot of content online, there wasn't a lot of competition, so easy to find a 15-year-old blog.
Oh, that's amazing. See, don't be afraid to expose yourself, especially if you're a writer. That's a good one. You're already showing your, you know, how you write. That's amazing. Okay. Do you have any favorite Bible verse or inspirational quotes when you are in a bad, let's say, a bad or a down situation?
Not really a Bible verse, but this is something that my mom taught me when I was younger. And every time that I need it, it pops into my head. So it's the prayer for serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Every time, especially as a business owner where I'm like overthinking, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, I find a little bit of calm and center saying that prayer, even just to myself. And of course, whenever I'm scared or whenever I'm not sure I'm doing anything, I always go back to the angel's prayer. Because my Lola taught me that when I was younger as well, just the looking for my guardian angel every single time. So yeah, those are my top two ones that always give me a certain feeling of peace anytime.
Yeah. So again, for our viewers, that's prayer of serenity, and you can find that online for sure. And angel's prayer. So you will find that, I'm sure.
Yes. Feel free
to check it out. How has your faith impacted your business right now?
So it's faith is such an interesting topic for me. And I know, like, this is Freelancing with Faith. So when I got invited to this, I was like starting to reflect. Because for me, like, I grew up such a Catholic girl. Like, I still have it in my heart. I know all of the mysteries of the rosary. I read the Bible back and forth when I was younger. And as I grew up, it wasn't that I lost faith. It was that I changed it. It was more now personal for me. So whenever, for me, when I feel lost, like when I feel like frustrated in the business, whenever I don't know, I always turn to that. Like I said, like the serenity prayer gives me back that sense of calm. And like, sadly for both my Lola and my mom, both of them are not here anymore. But then anytime that I feel that anxiety, that fear, I imagine them both as my guardian angels, and knowing that I can have them kind of intercede for me when I need it helps a lot. So when it comes to my business, faith gives me a sense of peace, and also, of course, a sense of hope for the better.
Wow. Okay, one last question before we move on to our main topic, which is soft skills to get you hired. This is not actually a favorite, but since you've started really young, if you're going to look back to your younger self when you're just learning about this, what would you say to her?
I would just give myself a hug. Like, it's there's nothing really I would change, because then I wouldn't be where I want to be. But I guess if I had to say anything to 15-year-old Leanne, it would be to, to learn to trust people. Because that's something that has not really trust people, but learn who to trust, I guess, is the better term. Because for me, I'm so trusting, and I used to be very, very much trusting, of course, when I was younger, to the point where I didn't know who my friends were, who people that I could rely on. Especially as I was building a business. So that would be the biggest one, is just keep in mind who to trust. Just because someone's nice to you doesn't mean that they're automatically a friend.
That's a good advice. Okay, so let's move on to our next section, which is Leanne sharing with us the soft skills to get you hired. Go ahead, take it away.
So on the soft skills to get you hired, and these are things that I look out for when I'm hiring virtual assistants, because I'm still doing like the final interview right before they meet with the client. So the first one is self-initiative. That's the number one thing that I always will hear from clients that they really want in a virtual assistant or for someone working with them. So taking initiative is seeing things, seeing the pattern of things, and being able to bring up like, hey, can we do this better? Like, hey, I took the initiative to start this because I thought I was taking so long. So learning that as a skill, as like being, and learning initiative as a skill is, a lot of it is one, self-confidence, because you need to be confident of who you are to be able to take initiative. And two, being just observant, just knowing and being able to see how things are. So taking initiative will be the very first one that will get you hired, because even as simple as if you send like an application letter, let's say you're applying as a social media manager, and then you say, hey, I looked at your social media, I looked at your Facebook, and I think you guys would do better if you did X, Y, and Z on your social media. That alone will get you further than most people who are just sending an application letter who didn't even check the social media of the client they're applying for. That in itself is always a good thing. The second one is you have to learn basically self-development. So not just the self-development as just your soft skills, but also for your hard skills. You have to learn a way that you are growing yourself in some way. So whether that's in books or courses or attending webinars, attending workshops, learning how you learn is really important. Like for me, I am good with live webinars, live workshops, but I cannot finish for the life of me a course unless it was turned into a book or there's a transcription of it. I will then finish that in a day. I learned that about myself. So you have to learn for yourself. How do you learn? So then you can make that part of your daily habit of taking care of yourself. And speaking of the third one of like the importance of like on the soft skills, especially when it comes to working from home as a freelancer, is learning how to self-care. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I always teach even our employees, is you have to learn how to take care of yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give what you don't have, basically. And especially when you work from home, when you can be surrounded by family, you can be surrounded by kids, you can be surrounded by other people aside from your work demanding so much of you. If you don't know how to give back to yourself, this is going to be so much harder than it should be. Plus, if you don't know also how to put in boundaries, if you don't know how to respect yourself, if you don't know self-discipline, it all goes back to how you take care of yourself, because then you can take care of other people as well. And you can have this career for the long run. Like, if I could go back at anything, I could teach myself, it would be teaching myself self-care earlier. So yeah, those are my top things when it comes to self-care. So you get, not self-care, soft skills, so you can get hired and working online.
Okay, yay. Remember though, so let's go back to the three soft skills: taking initiative, learning basic self-development, and learning self-care. There, actually, I like the first one because like for example, just give me a few seconds to share. There are people who are reaching freelancing with faith actually and want to help. There's nothing wrong with sending, you know, cold emails and all, but instead of pointing what's wrong with the channel, like what Leanne said, give some tips on what you can do better instead of pointing out what is wrong and then end the conversation with there, not even providing even just one tip you know, for all the wrong things that you've seen in our channel or whatever social media you saw in Freelancing with Faith. That's a really a good one, because it's really disappointing when you, I mean, how would you feel if a stranger told you that, you know, you know you're not good at this? My goodness. Anyway, moving on, let's move on to the fast Q&A round to get to know Lee and more. Hold on, let me check my cheat sheet. So are you ready? Just choose anyone, none or both. Okay,
hey, go.
Hold on, let me just switch my, this used to be Belle's role. Okay, so let's start. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Speak any language.
Last movie or series you watched?
I just finished watching the third season of The Witcher.
Last song playing on your mind or your LSX?
I was watching a lot of Taylor Swift videos, so some of them. I don't know which one, which song was the last one that I heard. It was something Taylor Swift.
A Swiftie.
Yes.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
Top three people you follow?
A good question. There's so many that I follow. One is a guy named Alex Hermosi, because he's really good when it comes to like leadership and marketing tips. Second would be who did I last binge? I just binged someone's Anna Akana, also for self-development things. And then Gary Vaynerchuk, because I always default to his content, which when he talks about like working on yourself, especially when you're in your 20s.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy day?
Rainy day.
Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Good one, because I've been both. mostly beg for forgiveness.
We really seldom have guests who are choosing the beg for forgiveness. They are really usually good person because they always ask for it.
Well, like, I'm an ate. I'm an eldest of four. So my default used to be that I would always ask for permission. But I've also learned, like, through a lot of the trials and failures, especially of starting and growing a business, that sometimes it is better to just beg for forgiveness, because most of the time when we ask for permission, it's because the other person already has felt fear. I have felt fear. So I'd rather jump into the fear and then later on face the consequences, because at least I tried.
I think really when it comes to business decision, that's really what you have to be, you know, to beg for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because you need to make decisions right away.
Exactly. Then, yep.
Okay, one last question. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you. That would be what I would say. I would just say thank you.
And that's the end of the fast Q&A round.
Yay!
Thank you for playing. Thank you for letting us know you better. So any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Just start. Like, there's so much, again, so much fear. So many people saying like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. You'll never know unless you actually start. So if you're scared of sending that cold email, if you're scared of even approaching your first client, just do it. Because as you keep doing it, it becomes less and less scary. Like, I remember I would get so scared right before a sales call with a client. And now I just go into it like 5 minutes before. I'm a little bit more confident. I know what I'm doing. And it's because I started. So if you're scared, if you're hesitant, just start.
Yes, those two words. Remember those two words. Just start. So this is your opportunity to promote your agency and everything that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, so for 2XU, we're always hiring. So if, as you guys are listening to this, you probably are the perfect person or people for us. So we're always hiring for executive assistants, whether an admin or content marketing. Those are the two ones that we always hire for. Another thing to promote is I do have my YouTube channel where I teach a lot of this, of like how to hire a virtual assistant and how to be a virtual assistant. So both ways. So if you're looking to hire a virtual assistant, I have content. If you're looking to become a virtual assistant, I have that content.
Okay, so feel free to check all Leanne's links in the description. It's there, and feel free to connect with them. By the way, again, this is a pre-recorded session, so if you have questions, just feel free to share in the comment section. We will relay them to Leanne so she can answer your questions. So before we end, if you want to start your VA business, again, let me just change my background. Okay, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy. So before we end, let's have a closing prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones, including Leanne and her family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever the provisions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday again for another freelancing topic. Thank you, Leanne, again for saying yes to our invite. You can
always come back
if you have a new program or something.
For sure. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. See you next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.